This is episode 2200 of your daily guided meditation. Welcome to the final episode of our series on procrastination. How are you doing today? What was your week like? You're going to be guided, as always, in the final episode of a series, in a weekly review. This is an all-important feature of each series. It's a way for you to reflect back over the week to notice how you're living your life. And this is something we often don't do. You celebrate your big wins, and you'll notice your lessons so that you can begin to improve how you respond to stress. So I wonder how your challenge is coming along. This is the final question you are asked this week. And as you're guided in today's meditation, I invite you to meditate outside, if you can do so safely. And you might be experiencing cool weather. Bundle up. You might be experiencing hot weather, just depending on which hemisphere you live in. In that case, wear layers. Sit under a fan or in the shade of a tree. I encourage you always to immerse yourself in your environment outside. This is a beautiful way to connect to the natural world. And we are a part of the natural world. We tend to put layers between ourselves and the natural world. And so this is a time to meditate where you're vulnerable. You're being open and receptive to the best part of who you are right in the midst of nature. This is something I loved about my time living in Japan, where we didn't have so many layers between the outside environment. Many homes were completely opened up, rain, shine, hot, cold. And we also did not have central heating or central air where we lived in Tokyo, also on the island of Okinawa. We had separate units for each room, and we also lived in a situation where we would just roll a heating unit around to the room where we were spending time. It made so much more sense to just heat one particular room rather than the whole home when you weren't going to be using the whole home. Nature can be a valuable tool to help you stay on track with your goals because nature often gives you perspective. I just came back from a walk outside. I felt really cooped up today because I've been painting the home where we are living. We just moved into this home. Is primarily green. Almost all the rooms are green, and almost all the bedrooms are blue. And so I'm painting each room white. I'll do some accent walls and some different things, but I just want to get a clean slate. And so this is what meditation can help you do, especially when you meditate in nature. It helps you get this clean slate. When I walked outside with my dog, even for maybe we were out there for 10 minutes, I came back and I felt renewed. When I was outdoors, it smelled as though someone was having a campfire, and I could hear fish jumping in the canal right where we live, surrounded by the mangroves. There's waterway that I would describe as a canal with mangroves, and then it stretches out to Sarasota Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. So I could really feel how nature was quieting down, because as I record this, it's the evening. I was breathing in the sea air, and the wind was blowing a little bit, and I just felt restored. I'd been painting all day inside, and I'll continue painting tonight because I want to just get it done. But I had been thinking of procrastinating a bit on painting, but spending time out in nature made me feel energized, and I wanted to complete the paint job because I wanted to feel this sense of completion. And nature is like that. You often feel as though you want to be in unison with what's going on around you outside, and nature completes itself. Every morning there is a sunrise, and every evening there's a sunset. So allow yourself to connect to the rhythm and flow of nature as much as you can when you feel like procrastinating. In fact, I invite you to meditate outside on a regular basis and to go on a walk, do a walking meditation where you listen to the meditation while you're walking instead of being seated with your eyes closed. I also encourage you to journal outside because, again, you'll feel your thoughts flow. You'll feel a little more in touch with yourself. As I record this, I have the windows and doors open because I still want to feel that vibrancy I felt when I was just outside. And I thought, oh, I need to record, and then I'll go back to finishing up painting our son's bedroom. Before I share your final question, I thought I would share some inspiration with you in regard to what great thinkers or great minds think about procrastination. And I came across a quote. I'm not sure who said this, but I believe you are familiar with this quote. Never put off till tomorrow what can be done today. In yoga and meditation, procrastination is related to making a habit of putting things off. And this is related to having a lack of self-control. And self-control or temperance is considered one of the fruits of the Spirit. And this is from the Bible, Galatians 5:23. So you can see that both East and West and all around considers procrastination to be something that can actually be harmful from you. So as you get ready to meditate today, I want to share with you your final question. When you consider your goal, if you complete it, how you feel a year from now? What kind of a difference would that make in your life? What other areas of your life would be impacted by completing your goal? So settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. Sitting up straight, or if you're walking, pausing for a moment to relax your body. Close your eyes and relax your face. Soften your jaw. Relax your throat and your neck. Relax your shoulders and your chest. Feel your heart begin to open up. You could visualize the color green, expansive and nurturing, surrounding you. Relax your arms and relax your hands. You may place your hands in the Hakini Mudra, touching together your fingertips and your thumb tips. Spreading your fingers apart and creating space between your palms. Holding this mudra for however long it feels comfortable to do so. This mudra helps you to focus on what matters most. Relax your stomach. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and relax your feet. Beautiful. Scan your body and notice where you tend to hold additional tension. Breathe into this tension as you release it. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. And if you're walking, go ahead and take your first few steps. You might feel your feet kiss the earth gently as you walk. This is a walk for reflection. If you're seated, you could visualize yourself seated in a favorite beautiful location. Take in your surroundings. Feel grounded where you are. Feel a part of where you are. Notice the air on your skin. Notice any scents or fragrances. Notice colors and textures if your eyes are open. Notice what jumps out at you. If you're visualizing your location, you could visualize the colors and the textures of this special place for you. Notice any sounds. bring to mind this past week? And work your way in reverse, starting from today. And just briefly notice the moments this week that stood out to you. When you successfully pursued your goals, when you took small steps, or even organized your thoughts as to how you would continue a project or to approach a project you want to start. Celebrate these wins and notice what helped you to stay focused and motivated. What thoughts ran through your head? What questions did you ask yourself? Were you with? And where were you? Consider the time of day it was when you felt most motivated. Now, bring to mind the times when it was difficult to stay motivated, when you procrastinated, you didn't follow through, or you didn't initiate something when you had planned. No shame, no blame, no judgment, simply awareness. What patterns were at play? What triggered or contributed to you feeling as though you weren't going to pursue what mattered most to you? Now, as you celebrate the lessons you learned, ask yourself today's question. Imagine yourself and your life a year from now, if you pursued and completed your goal. How would you feel? How would your life be different? Ask yourself if you didn't pursue your goal? What would your life be like a year from now? What would you be doing instead? Allow yourself to sit in stillness, celebrating completing this week's procrastination series. I've so enjoyed sharing it with you. You are so worth slowing down for.